PM Sports Page is back. It's time now to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Highland senior wrestler Bryce Thompson. Bryce, congrats and thanks for coming on this week.
Yep, thank you very much.
Bryce, big day it was for you on Saturday. You're heading back to the state tournament for the second time in your career. You placed first at a district in Wapello at 113 pounds. You had a fall in a minute 40 and then a 17-3 major. So let's break down those matches, Bryce. Why don't you talk about those two matches and how you're able to come out with the victory in both?
Well, my first match, I was just doing all I could to work for the pin. I got an early takedown right away, and I believe I got near fall right away off that takedown, and then it went out of bounds. I let him up and got a takedown again and then took him to his back and pinned him. And then my second match against a kid from Wilton, won that 17-3. I wrestled him the week before. I pinned him in the second period at sectionals. I took him down a couple times, got quite a bit of back points. Towards the end of the second, I was a little gassed out. I mean, obviously it didn't affect the end match result, but I could have definitely protected him. But I, like I said, gassed out, and I just need to work on that and prepare for that for this week.
Mm-hmm. 26-3 on the season, Bryce. How do you think you've improved as a wrestler from last year to this year?
I mean, last year I had a huge conditioning problem. Like, anywhere from the second to third period, I would get gassed out every match. But this year, or before the season, I focused basically just on conditioning. And, I mean, there's times where, yeah, I'll get tired in the third period. But from what was last year, it's nothing like it was.
Bryce, you're the lone senior on this year's group, but what type of leadership role have you taken on for the Huskies this year?
There's some kids that are new to the program, obviously. There's three freshmen, if I'm not mistaken. And, I mean, there's not a lot of them are new to the sport, and you just got to teach them the ropes and keep them in wrestling and make them stay with it.
Sure. As I mentioned, this is your second time at Wells Fargo. How can that experience of last year help you this go around? And what is just the overall experience of competing on the mat on the biggest stage?
I don't think it'll be like what it usually is because with all the attendance restrictions and all that. But also, I would probably actually prefer a bigger crowd, just living the moment and I mean, I feel like with a bigger crowd, there's not as much pressure even. I mean, you obviously don't know a lot of people but that are in the stands. Mm-hmm. But last year when I got there, I wasn't nervous or anything. So, I mean, I expect the same thing when I walk in. Just get there about 20 minutes before I wrestle and then get a feel for the mat and everything and get the job done.
Mm-hmm. How about some keys for you? If you're going to have a successful week, what has to happen?
I got to keep the pace up. And I know I've been saying a lot, but just not get tired like I sometimes do. I mean, that's really, I'd say, the difference between me when I'm good and me when I'm just not my best is just the conditioning part.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I can just out-hustle and just keep moving, then it's hard to stop me, but once I just slow it down and take it, relax, you know, take it nice and easy, then that's when I get myself into trouble.
Mm-hmm. What's it like to be a part of this Highland wrestling program?
Obviously I was at Low Tree, and then I came to Highland last year, and it's just the culture's different here. Like, you just got a bunch of state champs and a lot of people that care for the program. We don't got a lot of kids out, but all the support is pretty incredible. I mean, all the teachers, all the kids in school, they all keep up with it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a wrestling role model, Bryce?
I look a lot up to Coach Ball. I mean, he works at the school, and he treats everyone the right way. I mean, it's more than just wrestling, of course. But, I mean, he'll tell you how it is and where to improve and what you need to do. I mean, there's obviously times where I'm not the best at comprehending everything that he says, but he cares for everyone, and he just wants everyone to succeed, not just in the sport, but also in life.
Well, let's get outside of wrestling here, Bryce. You are a senior, so have you thought about what next year brings for you?
A little bit, not a whole lot. I do plan on going to college. I'm not really set in stone to where, though.
Mm-hmm. Is there a major that interests you right now?
I wouldn't say 100% on anything yet, so I wouldn't really necessarily say yes to a major.
Sure. Got plenty of time to choose that. Last question before I let you go here, Bryce. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is your medicine." So how do you use that motto to prepare for a match?
So before a match, I usually like to get up 20 minutes before, or about 4 or 5 weight classes before I'd be wrestling, depending on the situation. But I just get up. Sometimes I'll run around. Sometimes I'll just get up and jump and get everything loose. Usually after a match, if it's like my second one, I've been sitting around, I'll stretch right before and then jump around right after. And I usually listen to music and just like to keep a nice relax. And I want to get out there, just show out.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, Bryce, thanks for coming on this week. Best of luck at the state tournament.
Yep, thank you.
That's Bryce Thompson of the Highland Wrestling Team, 113-pounder, competing at the state tournament this week. Bryce is this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. We'll step aside on the PM Sports page, come back one final time on AIM FM KCII.